Hi, Darren Hardy here again. Okay, let's wrap up this fantastic issue of Success Magazine CD with some tangible action items for you. We're going to hear some ideas on innovation from Steve Jobs, so it's appropriate to start off with one of his key philosophies. He said, "To me, ideas are worth nothing unless executed. They are just a multiplier. Execution is worth millions." At a separate time, he also said, "You know, one of the things that really hurt Apple was after I left, John Sculley got a very serious disease. It is the disease of thinking that a really great idea is 90% of the work. And if you just tell all these other people, here's this great idea, then of course they can go off and make it happen. And the problem with that is that there's just a tremendous amount of craftsmanship that is between a great idea and a great product." So I don't want to make that same mistake with you here today. Over this entire audio and in the pages of this month's issue of Success, we've given you a lot of really great ideas. We could assume that you got them and that you're going to create a really great success with them. But as Steve Jobs said, ideas are nothing unless they are executed. And it takes a tremendous amount of craftsmanship between idea and result. In our case, it's the application and repeated practice of the ideas to produce the great results that you're after. So let me help break down this entire topic of innovation into an executable format that you can apply, practice, and craft into a fantastic success. All I ask is that you come back and show us what you make with your business or your life. Deal? Okay, here's the thing. Innovation doesn't always have to be a new, novel, big, or revolutionary idea. To me, innovation is as simple as looking at any existing product, service, problem, or process and determining if there's a better way. Additionally, innovation doesn't necessarily require some creative epiphany or even originality. It can simply be transferring existing ideas, procedures, technologies that have already proven useful elsewhere and applying them to your industry, company, life, or ideas to your particular situation. Personally, I believe there are no real original ideas or thoughts. Or let's just say it's extremely rare. Einstein and Stephen Hawking kind of rare. And you don't want to hold out waiting for one of those to occur to you. Look, everything we know and have come to know has come from and through some form of existing knowledge. There are just new ways of understanding and packaging existing knowledge, thoughts, and ideas, and then applying them freshly, hey, maybe even uniquely, to new situations. I think of myself as an importer and translator of ideas. I am always looking around me, everywhere, for where I can find, borrow, or pinch an idea and apply it to a situation of my own. Something someone else has already proven to work, but no one has thought of applying that same idea, principle, or method to something else, maybe totally unrelated. A great example of this is when Apple was trying to innovate the personal computer. Most manufacturers produced beige plastic or gray metal boxes, each designed as merely a functional piece of equipment instead of a classy, aesthetically pleasing, creative tool. As an innovative idea, the Apple design team wanted to make a computer shell colorful and transparent. The iMac's design team wanted to shatter the status quo with its preference for gentle curves over harsh corners and for vibrant color over dull neutrality. Apple even coined a new term, Bondi Blue, a blue-green hue named after Australia's Bondi Beach shoreline, to describe the color of its new machine. But in trying to mass-produce the new design, they ran into a multitude of manufacturing problems. No one in the electronics industry had manufactured plastic that was hard enough to bear the demands of a computer casing while also being translucent. In each attempt, the manufacturing process suffered spotting and streaking. They needed an original idea to solve something that had never been attempted to be done before, or at least not in their industry. So the Apple design team started to look outside of the electronics industry. Lo and behold, they found themselves at a candy manufacturer. There they learned about the mass production tinting process candy manufacturers regularly used as a standard process to create their colorful hard candy exterior. Apple's lead designer, Jonathan Ivey, said, "We can now do things with plastic that we were previously told were impossible." But to make it possible, they had to, quote unquote, borrow an idea from another industry and apply it to theirs. And in doing so, they revolutionized their industry. So here's what I want you to do to revolutionize your industry, your life, or a problem you are dealing with right now. One, what do you want to innovate? Is it a product, a sales process, a customer service process, an administrative process, project management process, a behavioral process, a communication process? What? Just pick one. Now, number two, instead of going into a meditative state and chanting Om 300 times while listening to Baroque music, trying to solicit a flash of universal insight, or locking your team in a room full of beanbags, color crayons, and to take a collective quote-unquote thought shower or go on a vision quest. Instead, outline your desired outcome or intent and then write out one, two, or three hurdles or constraints that is holding progress back. Now, number three, reach out to 3 to 5 people in unrelated industries. Tell them your intended outcome and what your identified constraints are and ask if they've run into similar challenges in their own industry and how they solved it, or what innovations in their own product, process, or life produce the kind of breakthroughs your intended outcome is after. You are likely to get the idea you need relatively fast, and you didn't have to think it up on your own in some sort of vision quest. Even the late, great Steve Jobs was criticized for not really inventing anything new. Jobs didn't invent the mouse or the graphical user interface. The iPod was certainly not the first MP3 player. The iPhone, not the first smartphone. The iPad was not the first notepad device. What Steve did is take existing products or ideas and make them better. He reinvented the way that they were put together and the context in which they were inserted into popular culture. And as a result, he is considered one of the most creative and innovative people who have ever lived. Interesting, isn't it? One of Jobs' favorite quotes was, in fact, it wasn't even his quote originally, it was a misquote from Pablo Picasso, and it was this: "Lesser artists borrow, great artists steal." T.S. Eliot put it this way: "Immature poets imitate. Mature poets steal. Bad poets deface what they take. And good poets make it into something better, or at least something different. The good poet welds his theft into a whole new feeling, which is unique and utterly different than that from which it was torn." I'm telling you what, this is incredibly liberating when you finally realize or admit that you don't ever have to have a creative thought or an original idea about anything. It takes all the pressure off. All you have to do is look around you and borrow what has already been proven to work. Your genius is in staying aware and then translating those ideas to your situations. Steal from anywhere that fuels your imagination. Devour old films, new films, music, books, paintings, photographs, poems, dreams, random conversations, architecture, bridges, street signs, trees, clouds, bodies of water, light and shadows. Steal from those things that speak directly to your soul. If you do this, your work and theft will be authentic. Authenticity is invaluable. Originality is non-existent. And don't bother concealing your thievery. Celebrate it. In any case, always remember what Jean-Luc Godard said: "It's not where you take things from, it's where you take them to." All right, I'd love to hear what problems you grappled with and what great innovation intent you desired and how you found your quote-unquote epiphany outside your industry and how you applied it to yours. Share your success story on my blog at darrenhardy.success.com or meet us on Facebook at Darren Hardy Fan or chat with us on Twitter or LinkedIn at Darren Hardy. Thanks for joining me for another fantastic issue of the Success Magazine CD. Now, Go out and be the shining example of success at work, at home, and in your community. And I'll meet you right back here to guide you as we journey together along the never-ending search for the best within you. Until then, I wish you great success.
To learn how to share success with your friends and business associates, visit success.com. While you're there, sign up to receive the free newsletter, Seeds of Success, to get great ideas, inspiration, and quotes delivered to your inbox every week. Success Magazine Audio, copyright 2014 by Success. All rights reserved.